You're listening to KJW 94.5 FM, and we have in the studio some members of the Butterfly Project Mid-South program that is designed for mentoring young girls. And so we're going to introduce you to our guests and learn more about the program and what's going on. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hello.
Welcome to our studio. I'm going to let each of you introduce yourself, starting with you, Ms. Jackson.
Hello, everyone. I'm Zenobia Jackson. I am the founder and program director of Butterfly Project Mid-South.
My name is Michaela Moore. I am a member of the Butterfly Project for 6 years.
Okay, so you are someone that has benefited by the project because you're in the program. Is that correct?
I am.
All right.
Hello, everybody. I'm Yvonne Hearing. I'm a mentor with the Butterfly Project.
Well, welcome. So, Ms. Jackson, we'll start with you since you're the founder of the Butterfly Project. Tell us what the project is and why you started it.
The project is a mentoring program for girls where we reach not only the academic aspect of it, but we also focus on spiritual growth of young ladies maturing from middle school age to high school age. I was a former educator in Tunica County. I taught sixth grade language arts, and being in the classroom, I realized that the girls that I was teaching academically, there was a disconnect with these young ladies. And so I wanted to reach beyond the desk. I wanted to reach beyond the classroom and really begin to help them. And so that's where the Butterfly Project came from, just a sincere desire to not only educate the young ladies in the community, but also show that I care about their well-being. I care about what goes on at home. I care about who they're hanging with. And so I've had the program since 2012. So 2019 makes 7 years.
I can relate to your story. I feel like it's hard to not be in the school district, any school district, and not sit in the classroom and at some point see the need.
Yes. And I saw it the first year as an educator. It's like, the kids, they're sitting there and there's such a disconnect because it's so much going on once they leave school. And so we ask questions like, well, why is she acting like this, or why are they behaving like this? It's something going on, but nobody really wants to push the envelope and figure out what's going on, or even bring some type of program, like you said earlier, that really can make a difference in their lives. It's not about Butterfly Project is not about, you know, holding these girls in one place, but it's really about transforming them into godly young women. And so I've mentored over 100 girls since 2012. And so I'm just very grateful that this year and the last year I've actually had women to come alongside to help on the journey. But it's just my passion. I love our young ladies. I love our girls.
And you say you've mentored 100 girls over the past 7 years.
Yes.
Tell me, what are some results that you've seen with some of the girls that you've met? 7 years is a long time to see them grow up. So
it's as if the light bulb came on for many of them, where they realize that their current situation did not have to dictate their future. And so a lot of these girls come from single parent homes, and we will often talk to them, my husband and I will often talk to them about, just because this is happening in your household does not mean it has to happen for you. So you can change the trajectory of your life. And so the light bulb came on for a lot of these girls, to where some girls didn't even want to come to school. Now they're excited about going to college. Okay. Some girls was questioning what their purpose was in life. And, you know, the infamous question, if there is a God, why is this happening to me? And so one of the aspects of the program is our empowerment sessions, where we actually have them to come in, two to three times out of the month, and we have sessions where we deal with everyday life situations, but the foundation is the Word of God. So I wanted to show them the practicality of applying the Word of God to your life. It works.
That's good.
Yeah.
And then you said your husband's involved too.
Yeah, so he had to help me with these girls, honey.
That's
we didn't
good.
Have mentors in the beginning, so he was helping me mentor the girls, and we would take various trips, so he would be the Butterfly Project protector, driving the bus and all that stuff. So yeah, he's been a great supporter of the program.
And that excites me because it's a husband and wife team, because sometimes there is problems with, you know, no fathers in the home or lack of male figure.
Exactly.
And so I feel like they have mother figure, father figure. I think that's awesome.
It is. I never even looked at it like that. It was just kind of for us just working, just putting our head down and just working. But God has a way of doing things.
He does. So I want to talk to Miss Yvonne for a minute. As you said, you're happy that you finally have some women on board. Miss Yvonne, tell us how long you've been with the project and why did you get involved?
Okay, I started with the Butterfly Project January 2018, so it's a full year for me. I have always mentored young ladies, but not with the Butterfly Project. I've watched Zenobia for years and her program, and it was just something about, you know, that caught my eye, that transforming young ladies into godly women, that has always stuck in my head, and I really wanted to reach out to her and help with the young ladies. The young ladies are my heart. I have mentored young ladies who are now lawyers. I was mentoring young ladies and didn't even realize I was mentoring young ladies through my daughter's friends. I thought I was just fussing at them. But as they have become adults, they have always came back to me and said, "Miss Yvonne, I really appreciate what you said. You were hard. It was tough. But I really appreciate the message that you were instilling in us."
That's good. I like the fact that, you know, you weren't shy about doing that, because a lot of our youth need discipline. They need that strong voice that says, "This is what's right. This is what's wrong," even if it seems like they're not hearing at the time. So what has been your experience in mentoring in the Butterfly Project officially?
It has been a wonderful experience. I think I sort of try to get in and take control, and have to be reeled out. I come up with all of these ideas, and Mrs. Zenobia and her husband, they are so accepting of these ideas. I try to really, really support her, because this is a good thing for our children in Tunica County. They teaching them that it's beyond Tunica County. The main thing they're teaching about God. And I really love that.
I do too. I think that's awesome, because to me, I mean, you can talk to people and they can end up being good people, but what about their soul at the end of the day? You know, real transformation comes from a relationship with God.
The transformation. That's what caught me. The transformation. That speaks volume. That speaks a lot. Other than just, you know, we have a lot of mentoring groups, and not to put other mentoring groups around, but like some of the mental groups you can, some may see it as, okay, I'm just going to take this person here, I'm going to buy them this, I'm going to buy them that, and I'm being a good mentor. But it is not about that. It's the ultimate sacrifice. It's just a sacrifice. You know, I have grandchildren, but at the same time, I got to help some other young person along the way. I got my grandchildren, you know? So I want to help some other young lady.
That's good. You kept saying transformation. I just got to ask, because it made me think about it. Does that have any tie to the name?
Yes. And that's essentially when the Lord laid on my heart to, you know, this is the name, Butterfly Project, Mid-South, helping girls make the transformation. Like, okay, what are you saying, Lord? What does that mean? And ultimately, that's what it's about, drawing his daughters back to him. And we all know the earlier, the better. The sooner, the better. And what I love about the empowerment sessions that we have with our girls is that the way God breaks it down for them, because a lot of children are afraid to go to church, they're afraid to go to Bible study, because they're afraid they won't even understand what the scripture is saying. But the way the Lord has given me to share with them, it breaks it down to, so like, okay, I get that now, I understand that now. And it's like they're accepting his word in a very transparent way, and they're actually able to apply it to not being able, why you're not doing your homework, or why are you wanting to date this guy, and just real life stuff that these girls are dealing with. And that's what God will have us to do. And that's what he does. He's not so up high mighty. He's sitting right across from us. He's wanting to have that conversation with us. And that's the aspect of the program that I want the girls to understand, is that we serve a mighty and awesome God. At the same time, he's our friend. He's really, really that close to us. You don't have to be afraid of him. You know?
So true. So true. So true. Okay, so now I'm anxious to talk to Michaela, because Michaela has been in the program, and she can talk about her personal experience of how it impacted her. So, Michaela, would you share a little insight about how the Butterfly Project has impacted you personally, and what was it like when you first got in?
The Butterfly Project actually has been a great experience for me, because when I was growing up, I didn't have that kind of experience. I didn't like fit in with other girls, or I wasn't the one that was like running the streets or stuff like that. But the Butterfly Project has brought me to where I can talk to my mother about stuff. I can pray about certain stuff. I can do a lot of stuff with Christ on my side. And the Butterfly Project also helped me with waiting and the lack of boys, choosing the right friends, the right crowd, and stuff like that.
That's good. Now, all of those are very, very important in life as a young girl. I see that a lot of girls get into trouble just because they have the wrong friends. Mm-hmm. Or then they get distracted because some guy's in their face, you know. And then I like that you said waiting. Like, y'all hit on that. That's awesome. Waiting till marriage. That's powerful. That's powerful. And how long have you been in the project, Michaela?
I've been with Ms. Jackson for 6 years.
6 years. So, yes, wow. So you're almost at a point where you could mentor some younger girls.
Yes,
okay. We're talking to Zenobia Jackson, founder of the Butterfly Project Mid-South, a mentoring program for girls. Yvonne Herring, one of the mentors in the program, and Michaela Moore, a 6-year participant in the Butterfly Project. Coming up, we'll share a very exciting opportunity you have to help these girls go on a special trip. Find out where. Stay with us. You're on KJIW 94.5 FM. You're listening to KJIW 94.5 FM. We are talking to Zenobia Jackson, who is the founder of the Butterfly Project Mid-South, which is a mentoring program for girls. We also have with us in the studio Yvonne Herring, one of the mentors in the program, and Michaela Moore, a 6-year participant in the Butterfly Project. Let's talk about an event that's coming up. Miss Yvonne, you're coordinating a 5K run for these girls.
Yes.
Tell us about this walk, this 5K walk that's coming up, and what that's about.
I am so overly excited about this 5K. This is my first time traveling down this road, but I know God will protect us from seen and unseen dangers. However it comes out, I just trust and believe that we're going to have a good time. This 5K has been scheduled for Saturday, April 27, 2019, starting in the Tunica Rivergate Park Amphitheater. It's a 5K walk, or you can run, and we're asking everyone to come out and give us some support for this event. I want it to be more of a community thing, mm-hmm. and it's entitled Running for Our Girls, and I love that, and we truly are running for our girls. The event starts with registration at 8 a.m. Around 8:45, we'll do a little program, posting of the colors and the national anthem, of course, and prayer. Prayer is always in order. Mm-hmm. We'll start the race at 9, promptly at 9 a.m.
Okay. Now, Ms. Jackson, tell us the purpose of this 5K, because she said running for the girls. How are we running for the girls?
So essentially, one of the aspects of our program, and so Butterfly Project Mid-South is really big on community service. We're really big on scholarship, faith, of course. But another aspect of the program is exploration. It's about traveling. And so every year we've done since we've been in existence, Inspire Me. So this year we're going to Washington D.C. because of Ms. Herring. She's putting the whole trip together, and she decided to do a 5K as a fundraiser to raise funds for the Washington D.C. trip. And so we want our girls to be exposed. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of our children don't even leave Tunica County. Mm-hmm. You know, and that may be hard to believe for some people, but
you're right.
You know, and we take those luxuries for granted, but being a part of the program, these girls travel every year, and Washington D.C. has been the biggest trip thus far that we've gone on. These girls are actually going to be flying, so getting on the plane is a first.
Some
for many
have never
of these girls.
Yes,
exactly.
You're right.
So once again, experience, exposure, and I just believe as being a part of the program, they see that people are investing in them. Mm-hmm. They will return that investment, like you said, with Markayla being able to be a mentor for someone else. But this is a very, very, very big trip for us, and we're really hoping that people will come up, come out. They will come out in droves to support this very worthy but great cause. It is a great cause for our girls.
It is. And traveling broadens your horizon.
It does.
It's as simple as that. It broadens your horizon. It helps you to think more broader, think outside the box. You think outside of your little circle. And that's really important. And I want to say why is you're taking me back to just growing up as a teenager, and sometimes people can try to say things to you and you don't get it if you just haven't been anywhere, seen anything. And even when Michaela talked about waiting, sometimes we women have problems with, we don't see any other type of people than those around, right?
Yes.
So you see where I'm going. So maybe there's some guys around that aren't, that I just hate to say it this way, but no good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you've never been exposed to gentlemen,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
And so so kind of seeing outside of your outside the box, outside of your little world, you see the world is bigger.
Yes.
You're able to dream more. You're able to have vision for your life.
Exactly.
You're able to, your imagination is able to go further than just the little corner. And I use the guy as an example, but like that's an example for you to see how sometimes your mind can't go. You know, you hold on because you think this is the best out there, and it's like there's a whole world out there.
You don't have to settle. You don't have to settle.
Right.
You don't have to settle. And so the exposure is so key. Every trip that we've gone on, Zipporah, it's always been college experience. So we always take a college tour. Once again, expose them to higher levels of education, whether they decide to or not.
Mm-hmm.
You have been here. You've had the opportunity to go to this college. I remember the very first trip that we took was to Spelman. Mm-hmm. And I was stoked, okay? I was excited because I had never been to Spelman. But I strategically chose that college because it was all girls college, and they were able to see women on the walls that looked like them.
Mm-hmm.
And so once again, the possibilities. It's possible to leave Tunica County and go to all HBCU or wherever you want to go, but you have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You have something that God wants you to do, and it's bigger.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much bigger than where you currently are. And so these trips are everything. They've been everything for our girls.
That's good. So, Miss Yvonne, you've been planning the Washington trip. I just love the fact that there's so much history, like even understanding, you know, how our government works, how our country works, and, you know, going to the Capitol. I just think that that's so much history opportunity there. Mm-hmm. And yes, we need to be exposed to that more. So is there anything special that you're excited about putting together for this trip?
The entire trip is full of excitement for me. We are going to the White House, the Capitol.
Nice.
I have already secured the tickets for the African American Museum.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to spend a day in D.C. I forgot to mention the most important part that's going to get us to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
The cost for the race
is
$25.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. T-shirt is included with this. You can contact me at 662-357-5260 or Ms. Zenobia at 662-209-1707. Come out and help us make this trip happen.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get the experience of even just doing the MARC train, doing the buses. We're taking all our transportation is going to be done by the trains and the buses.
Okay.
This is going to be an experience for all of us.
That's exciting.
So, I wanted to do something different.
I like
that. From the airplane to getting on the buses, the trains, and on up to D.C., to Bowie University, and a fun day filled, hopefully, at Six Flags.
Oh, nice.
Top it off with Six Flags.
Can I join the Butterfly Project?
You sure can.
I need mentorship. I'm excited for this trip, and I'm hoping that as people are listening, that they will have a heart of compassion to want to support and help you all take these girls. How many girls are you planning on taking?
Nine. It's a total of nine.
Nine girls. That's awesome. Well, listen, all you 5K runners out there, It's an opportunity to do what you love. You love to run and send some girls to Washington, D.C. while you run. And so we want to encourage you to come out again. The day is on April 27th. So that gives you time, April 27th, and encourage others to come out and do it with you. The more we have, the greater the opportunity for them to go. So tell us, maybe someone can't make the day, but they want to give to the cause. Can they do that?
Of course you can give to the cause. Of course, the way we accept donations, you can write a personal check, mail it to Butterfly Project Mid-South, P.O. Box 382. That's in Tunica, Mississippi, 38676. Or we can do it even via Cash App at $Transforming Lives. 81.
That's $Transforming Lives 81. And there's no donation that's too small. That's so even right. If you're like, well, I just want to give $5, that's
thank
somebody's
you.
Lunch.
Thank
you know?
You.
This sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Is this a race, a walker? Because I know you missed it. Okay, so for you, for all of you that don't know, you've heard me tell the story a couple of times about my first 5K and I came in second. This is the woman that beat me. She was so competitive. Look, I'm gonna tell you, because you know I was running behind you, and I said, now I get to tell the story in front of you.
I've been telling it.
Yes, I caught up to her, and I said, I'm not gonna get ahead because I don't know where I'm going. So, so I'm gonna fall back a little bit, and then I'm gonna try to pass her at the last minute. But every time she noticed I was creeping up on her, she'd speed up, and I'm like, oh, she knows I'm under her. And so we ended up going the wrong way.
Yes, together.
We all went the wrong way. Me, Miss Jackson, brother. My brother, and some other guy that came out of nowhere and passed us all out. We just you know, discounted him because we knew we was coming in second at the most. But we went the wrong way. And then, so the officer told us we went the wrong way. So we had to jump over a ditch and then come back. So we came back. And so I was like, Josh, I'm not going to make it. Just win. Yeah. And so Joshua went on and passed up me and Miss Jackson. And so then at the last minute, I felt, you know, I was like, okay, I'm getting there. I felt a little energy. I said, I think I can pass her. And I'm telling y'all, I pushed and I ran past her. And when I passed her, I was like, this is it. I'm going to make it. You know, and so I'm like, she's tired. All of a sudden, she darts past me like Speedy Gonzalez, y'all. I was like, what? So she had her energy stored up too, and she was just waiting. I'm thinking she all tired, but now she had that reserve.
Strategy.
And she said at the end, she saw her husband and kids.
Yeah, that was my motivation. My husband and kids.
And I was like, dog, she saw him at the last minute, had that burst of energy, and showed off for her husband.
Yes.
And so she darted past me and then came up and came up to Josh, and Josh is just breathing. He thinks he has it in the bag, and then he looks out the corner of his eye and he sees she run past him. He was like, oh no. Nah. He took off running hard. They were both running hard, and I'm like, it's over for me. As I'm watching them both like go tit for tat to the finish line, and Josh beat her by a hair. And you know, I didn't even cross the finish line.
It was awesome.
It, right away. It was so much fun.
So much fun.
All that to say, I know you're competitive.
I am very.
So I just want to know, is this a race or what?
It's a race and a walk. And I'm trying to comp, you know, see if I'm going to participate, but I don't want to beat anybody. So I'm just going to be just probably coasting.
You're going to be like that guy that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He wasn't really officially in the race, but he, it's a good thing too, because he went the wrong way. He went the walk path, came back around and came and beat us again. So he was something serious.
I just want to say, don't let this old lady fool you. I ran in the Little Rock Marathon last year, 6 miles.
Okay.
Harbor Town, 3 miles.
Oh,
Susie Coleman, 3 miles.
Oh no,
And I'm going to participate in the race on March 30th.
Okay,
so
okay.
Don't let this old lady.
I think she's saying, bring it on.
Bring it on. Bring your A game. Okay.
Well, we are excited. And of course, if you don't want to run, you can walk.
Yes.
You know, and if you're not, you know, competitive and you're like, nah, I don't want to get into all that that's fine. You're coming out for the girls.
Yes.
This event will be what you make it to be. So you come out with your friends and pace, or you come out and bring the competition, you can. If you just want to come out and walk and say, I'm walking these girls to Washington, that's fine. So we want to encourage you to come on out. It's on April 27th. It's going to be downtown Tunica at the Rivergate Park. And again, for more information, you can call 662-357-5260, 357-5260, or 662-209-1707. Ms. Jackson, is there anything that you would like to leave us with before we go today?
I just want to say thank you for giving us this opportunity to share about the mentoring program. So many people still don't even know that we exist. So I think this is going to catapult us into being able to reach more girls, more mentors, but we are about our Father's business, and we're excited about it, and just want to see everybody at the race.
All right. And so we've been talking to Zenobia Jackson. She's the founder of the Butterfly Project Mid-South. Yvonne Herring, she is a mentor in the Butterfly Project, and she's also the coordinator of the 5K race. And Michaela Moore, who is a mentee. She is in the Butterfly Project, has been in the project for 6 years. And we thank all of you ladies for coming today. You're listening to KJIW 94.5 FM.